In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hanging out together. It's Dukes and Bell with our man Mike Johnson hanging out. By the way, what was your number in high school?
Number in high school, 73.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah, I had to put on 61 when I was long snapping.
That you know how it is in high
school. And I was 145-pound center at long snapping.
You know, when you
they had the two biggest guys next to me, so I wouldn't get squished.
I didn't play football till high school, Mike. Right. And when you show up day one and they're like, here's 73, you're like, oh, well, no, I was like, yeah, I was looking at that 18 or something over there. No, big dog. Like, you you have no future at those single-digit numbers, big fella. Back up.
Yeah, man.
It's not going to happen.
They tried me at safety one day, and I tripped a guy that beat us in a scrimmage. That's okay. We're not doing that anymore. Let's talk to our man, Connor Riley. Again, his true story. I just went, and the guy goes ass over tea kettle. It's
take
like,
that.
Nah, it's not going to happen. Connor Riley joins us, guys, right now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. 4 o'clock hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. A reminder, guys, you can go to MarkSpain.com, and you can get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Connor's ready. He's good to go. Hey, Connor. Hey, man. The dogs, certainly, man, looked like rock stars and everything we wanted to see. And sorry, in front of an Alabama Crimson Tide veteran that's and Mike Johnson.
Right. Connor and I go back. We used to work together.
Yeah, because you know, but Connor, that's about as complete a game as we've seen in the last 2 years, maybe 3 years for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Other than
the Orange Bowl, which didn't count.
Like, I struggle to remember a time I think I've seen Georgia's defense play as well and as complete of a game as they did on Saturday. From the moment that game started, that was about as violent as I've seen Georgia's defense play in the time I've been covering Georgia. And it really mattered to that team. It really mattered to Georgia to go out there and play well. You know, they always want to win the SEC championship game. I think that's something that's very distilled in this team. But in talking to players afterwards, it really meant something to this team to beat Alabama because they had literally never done it in Atlanta before. I think they put to bed a lot of demons and a lot of talk about the Alabama issue that they have. And they went out there and really from the jump, starting with that block punt in the first quarter, just really took it to Alabama in a way I don't know that they expected Georgia to do so.
Yeah, man, Connor and I go back to SEC Country, the old Brandon Adams, the old Brandon Walker crew back there over at the Cox Media, man. So, yeah, I'm with you. You know, Connor, it kind of reminded me of another Kirby Smart defense. It reminded me of Bama in 2011 playing LSU – or 2011, the national title game where LSU didn't even cross midfield, right? It was just swarming. I want to talk about the defense a little bit in just a second, but first let's talk about some offensive line play and a guy, Malachi Tolliver, who I know you wrote about. From my aspect, from my vantage point, a lot of Bama fans talking about the center position and Tim Keenan being able to get after the quarterback, but Malachi Tolliver, man, he rose up to the occasion and really put his best foot forward.
Yeah, stepped up and met the moment, and that was a major question I had going into this game. I thought the drop-off between Drew Bobo and Malachi Tolliver was going to be significant. Credit to Mike Bobo for making changes and Stacey Sarles on the offensive line for helping Tolliver and making things easier on him. One note that I noticed from this game, Georgia was under center about three times more on average than they were throughout the season. About 36% of their snaps were under center compared to 13 throughout the year. I think that's one way to mitigate against some of the shotgun snapping issues that Tolliver might have had. But that offensive line as a whole, that has been a talking point for much of the season, They went out there. They played really well. I thought Mike Bobo designed a great game plan to go after Alabama's defense in some ways. Only 141 rushing yards on the day, but that was more than enough to get the job done, especially when you look at the other side, where Alabama only finished the game with -3 rushing yards, and if you remove sacks, they still only had 20 rushing yards. I noted to our friend BA during the game, it felt like anytime Alabama tried to run the ball or called a running play in that game, it felt like a win for Georgia just because of how well they played. And conversely, on the other side, you hear Georgia all year talk about wanting to run the ball. Even without Drew Bobo, who as a case is their best offensive lineman, they still find a way to do that effectively enough to get a win against Alabama on Saturday. Yeah,
I used to work with Brandon Adams every day. I know that he was just rolling around in that victory this last weekend.
I was like a pig in the S word.
No, Brandon Adams, he deserved that. I'm glad that he had that. There is no bigger dog fan, I think, than Brandon Adams. I want to stay right there, Connor, and talk about Mike Bobo, a finalist for the Broyles Award. It's kind of feel good. I know that he doesn't pay attention to the stuff out there, but a lot of questions about Mike Bobo and his time at Georgia. But I think he has firmly established himself as one of the top assistants in the country, and it's just something I don't think a lot of people expected throughout the course of this season.
No, this is a guy who – this Georgia offense, you know, it is not the Ohio State. It is not the Oregon with all the bells and whistles. They have a lot of things where they do certain things really, really well. And Mike Bobo's done a great job of drilling into that. You think Zach Branch this year. For years we had to hear about the screens and how that didn't work. When you have a player like Zach Branch, you see those screens, that last touchdown there coming on one where not only does Branch make the move to get through the Alabama defense, but how well blocked that screenplay touchdown was for Georgia. All the credit in the world for Mike Bobo this year, where you know they've lost pieces. They weren't healthy on the offensive line for the first half of the year. They lose their leading receiver, Colby Young, in the Ole Miss game, and they pivot on the fly. They really start feeding Zach Branch from there, who you know, he needs, I think, 4 receptions to set the Georgia single-season receptions record. He's had an incredible year coming in from USC. They've dealt with running back issues throughout the year. The pieces haven't mattered, and yet Mike Bobo has found a way to put a productive offense on the field every week, no matter the defense that he's seeing on the other side. I think this is pretty clearly, in my opinion, his best coaching job in the long time he spent at the University of Georgia.
Big time. And again, I just second that emotion because I've killed Bobo so many years that there's really nothing you can argue with other than, you know, my only beef, and Connor just addressed, is get the ball to Branch.
Yeah, got
I mean,
to.
You've got to get the, you know, get the playmakers involved, and that was something. If it's chalk, Connor, it would be Ole Miss. Ole Miss really gave Georgia everything they could handle. You know, and I think, is that just an example where you feel Schumann's defense is even further better down the road, and you throw in the weirdness of the coaching flux with Ole Miss that you don't sweat that game as much when you first saw the drawing?
Yeah, I think that, like, all these games are going to be, I think, tight, and you're going to need players to step up and make in big plays in those games. But one, that Georgia defense, since the start of the fourth quarter, that Ole Miss game in particular, has just been a totally different unit in my mind than what we saw, ironically, in the first 3 quarters of that game. The other thing that I can't stress enough is the drop-off from Lane Kiffin to Pete Golding. I think Pete Golding got handed a raw situation. Yes, I know they're getting a lot of assistance back, but we heard Kirby after that Ole Miss game praise Lane Kiffin, says there's nobody who does a better job in the country in terms of managing the flow of the game from an offensive perspective. The gap between what Lane Kiffin is going to be able to do to you as an offensive coach to Pete Golding, who has never worked a game in his life as a head coach, I think is a sharp drop off, and they're going to need to go out there and really play inspired football, because the deficit that they have, in my opinion, from going from Lane Kiffin, you can say whatever you want about him as a person, in terms of calling a game, in terms of scripting out a game, is one of the better ones in all of college football, and that's a steep drop. So I actually think even though Georgia somehow doesn't move up, despite winning the SEC, by staying at 3 and getting Ole Miss, I think they get a little bit of a break there from the college football playoff committee.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to ask you about. It's like, you know, I think Georgia fans look at it and go, oh, man, thought we'd be at 2, and then you kind of look at the matchups and go, well, I think we're all right with that. You know, either way, the coach, even if Tulane can jump up and get them, they're dealing with a coaching staff that's moving on as well. So,
right.
I mean, how do you foresee that matchup playing out when, you know, if you do get an Ole Miss against Georgia? What do you think will be the same, and what do you think could be different this time around, you know, if Ole Miss is able to move on and face Georgia again?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to sort of see what Georgia looks like offensively with that time. And they're going to get a lot of time. They're going to get some time to get healthy. Maybe they get Colby Young back in that game. Now, does he look like the player he was before the injury? I don't think so. But he can certainly help this offense, which I think we saw against Alabama. There are only so many things that this group can do, and they do certain things very well, but they are not the most well-rounded offense. But getting a player like Colby Young back is big. I think the practice reps that some of the young guys on this team are going to get over the next 2-3 weeks, I think are going to be really important. It's going to allow them to continue to get better and better. And so offensively, you know, are they going to score 43 points again against Ole Miss? Probably not. That's the best game, in my opinion, this Georgia offense has played this season. But I think they're going to be able to do some things. And then defensively, that was an all-time game that we saw on Saturday against Alabama. And I know Alabama is limited in what they can do. But I think with the time off and the way that they're going to be able to try and attack this Ole Miss team, especially they're going to get a chance to see them against Tulane, I think that's going to make things very, very different for Trinidad Shamless and that Ole Miss defense. I think it's going to look a lot more like the fourth quarter did for Georgia than the first three quarters.
It's our man Connor Riley, guys, from Dog Nation, as the Dogs get to wait. But I know Kirby did want to play in that SEC championship. He wants to win those championships. And we played the soundbite. I did love the audio of, like, show of hands, who's beating Alabama, and no hands go up. You know, and having a little chip on your shoulder. I mean, it's – and the way that Kirby's handled everything from beating Texas and talking about if you're coming to Georgia, you don't get checks, you get hit. You know, and everything else. It's just he's become Nick Saban. It's like the progressive edge. You become your dad. He's become Nick Saban as the elder statesman of football and using that platform to express his views and further advance Georgia, too.
Yeah, this is a guy who's now the longest tenured coach in the SEC. And I think that game on Saturday and talking to some other people in college football circles, Georgia just wants to go out there and they want to hit you and they want to hit you for four quarters. And they think eventually over the course of four quarters, you're going to let go of the rope and you're going to lose. That's what happened, in my opinion, in the fourth quarter of that Ole Miss game, where Ole Miss was just not able to hang with them for four quarters. And talking to people during the course of that Alabama game, I actually give Alabama some credit for staying in the fight, because it felt like for a few minutes there in the third quarter, it felt like, you know, Alabama was getting ready to let go of the rope and they fell behind 21-0. So I actually give Kalen DeBoer and the crew some credit for how they sort of fought and tried to keep that a closer game than it certainly could have been. But as we get deeper and deeper into the season, you know, who wants to go out there and win a four-quarter game against Georgia? I don't think that there's a lot of teams out there that are capable of doing that. I think one might be Ohio State. I've been impressed with Indiana. But the list of teams that I think is capable of doing that is very, very small. And the fact that they've won so many close games this year makes how they play in the fourth quarter all the more significant.
All right, big guy. We'll talk to you next week, and then we'll know again. We've got to wait a few more weeks to know who George is going to play, but I like our chances. Connor, appreciate the time, brother.
Yep, as always, it's a pleasure, guys.
That's our dude. Speaking of college football, guys, on Saturday mornings, talking more college football with College Football Game Time, brought to you by Window Nation. You can visit windownation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop Dogs and Tide and Tennessee and more. It's where the fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman go set the stage for all the big matchups. 2 o'clock, it's Army-Navy. One of my faves.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Not there because we have reaction to the Falcons on Friday. That's the reason, Carl, a couple guys asked me, because we've done that 2 years in a row. This year it's in Baltimore, up there in the Charm City. But love Army, Navy. Go Navy, beat Army. But that's all Saturday on 92.9 The Game. We'll come back. Got some guy talk for you. Also got Coach Raheem Morris in guy talk. Just when you think college football can't get any worse or weirder, Utah says, hey, hold my beer. We'll explain.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.